Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's one of those things where I go back and forth. That doesn't mean that you don't have a chance to be successful. I mean, I wouldn't make the deal. I wouldn't trade 9 for Matthew Stafford this year because I just think we're too far away to make that type of move. And you need the 9th pick. That needs to be a young player that you develop and hopefully have here for a decade. James, any thought on go ahead.
If they did make the trade, though, if they made the trade, at least you're making the argument. You can, with a straight face, that they have the second best quarterback in the division. Right now, they have the 4th best quarterback in the division. So the 2 most important things are quarterback and head coach. They're number 4 in both categories, and the Chargers' current head coach is an empty office, and they're still behind that. So I think you have to upgrade both of those. And I think on, you know, Stafford, look, is he Patrick Mahomes? Of course not. But, you know, is there at least the chance that on, you know, any given Sunday or at least 2 Sundays in, per autumn that he could go out there and somewhat go toe for toe?
How far does this team go, James?
I'm sure.
Yeah, but how far does this team go with Matthew Stafford and the way it's constructed right now? I mean, do you look at it and will you next year say they do make this move? Will all of a sudden you say 12-4? I mean, where are you going to be at with the Broncos if they make a Matthew Stafford type of move? You know, how would you look at this team?
I won't make the same mistake I did this year.
I didn't
put in enough of the Fangio factor. I do think, though,
you can't help yourself. Stafford,
Matthew Stafford is good enough to overcome some of that. Okay. And I also think Matthew Stafford's good enough that he can run the offense that clearly Pat Shurmur is insistent upon running, right? Like, even after the Carolina game when Drew Locke looked good and the offense looked good, Pat Shurmur came back and it was, we're running my offense no matter what. And they revert right back to kind of their old ways. Yep. Matt Stafford's good enough. He can go out there and run it, you know, at a high level. So they would be better. They wouldn't overcome all the problems.
Is it a playoff team? Playoff team?
Yeah. I think it would have to be. If you make that move, I mean, I already think bringing back Vic for year 3 puts it to where he's playoffs or bust. If you make that deal and you bring in Matthew Stafford, you can't be eking into the playoffs. You got to get into the playoffs and you know, be a 5 seed and be somewhat competitive once you're there if you make that deal.
All right. And see, I don't think they would be. So that's why I say no to that type of deal. I don't think the Broncos with the Matthew Stafford are a playoff team next year. So that's why I'm a no, hard no on that type of deal.
James, we'll leave it there for now, man. We appreciate you stopping by, and I know we'll reconnect next week.
Thanks, James.
All right, guys. You bet, guys.
All right, there he goes, James Merrillat. Man, that's a good one because the question you asked, James, and that Sandy mentioned to us last week when we did our off-season preview. Or was that this week? I forget.
No, it was last week.
It was last week.
I hope.
The idea of the veteran, I mean, I can't tell you how little it does for me when I hear the name Andy Dalton to come in and compete with Drew Locke. If we're going to do that, let's just play Drew Locke again.
Just roll Drew back out there again. That's ridiculous. Andy Dalton competing with Drew Locke. I mean, no, that's the worst plan we can have.
Yeah, I hate it.
But is that Evans's plan then?
It actually is. It actually is. I'm not joking. No, but
wow.
Remember they had us list our quarterback, you know, priority or whatever, and that was the plan. I just think that would be the most uninspiring offseason move in the history of the quarterback position.
You're right. Yeah. At that point, just let me see year 3 of Drew Locke.
That's right.
I'm fine with that. Right? Let's just see. Maybe he takes a big step forward. Let's give him another year with Pat Shurmur. But if your plan is to bring Andy in here.
No.
Andy?
No. No, thank you. But thank you.
But thank you, though. Andy?
The one name that is intriguing is Matt Stafford. Now, Matt Stafford hasn't had a ton of success in terms of winning games. He's had a ton of success with statistics.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's like maybe the 17th all-time leading passer in the history of the sport. I mean, he's put up numbers. You look at him this past year, over 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, just 10 interceptions, completes 65% of his passes. I mean, you could, if you use your imagination enough and you put Matthew Stafford in an offense with Noah Fant and Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton with that backfield and an O-line that is coming back and has continuity and should be getting better with the right tackle being back in the fold and Juwan James. I mean, you can kind of Like, you can talk yourself into the Broncos being 10-6 with Matthew Stafford. Well,
that would get me excited about, you know, being able to watch this young offense with a veteran quarterback like that. That, I mean, he could sling it, right? He's done it. And like you said, I mean, he's thrown for a lot of yards. So, I mean, that would get me excited about this offense for sure. And you know, I think he would speed along the development of this young offense. I wouldn't make the moves for the reasons I said. I just don't think even with a Matthew Stafford, they take a big jump. So I'm like, okay, I prefer the younger quarterback in this situation, and that's the route that I would take. But Matthew Stafford is, I think, the one guy I could get excited about. But at the same time, I don't want to give up the number nine overall pick in the first round for him. I just wouldn't do that. That, to me, is too much to give up.
And it's not like Stafford is 27, you know, like he's,
how old is he?
He's going to play at 33 years old this season. Now he can play another, you know, 3, 4, 5 more years.
He can
play
seven more years if he wanted. I mean, he's gotten banged up here, you know, last year he did, but he's a tough guy, plays hurt.
No doubt.
Still slinging it.
No doubt.
Quarterback's playing, you know, 40 easy nowadays.
The one name that I'm just not willing to entertain too much, and we haven't spent any time on it, is Matt Ryan. I hear Matt Ryan's name up a lot. It's like, look, and I'm not like dismissing Matt Ryan or his career. He's had a terrific career, but he's years older than Matt Stafford. Like, Matt Ryan was 35 this past year. He'll be 36 years old in 2021 with a base salary of $23 million. And a cap hit of $40 million? Like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Now, there's a potential out for that contract in 2022 where the dead cap goes from $49 million in 2021. Crazy dead cap number. Goes down to 26. But still, you're talking about a guy who's 37 years old even at that time. So just.
No. I'm out on Sam Darnold also. You see a lot of text on the RamosLaw.com text about him. One person, I think it was, let me see. I'm going to call him out because we're not trading the 9th overall pick for Sam Darnold. Chris.
No.
Chris, sorry, Chris. I got to call you out on that one.
Oh,
no
boy. Look, the Broncos earned that number 9 pick.
Right.
All right?
Sam Darnold was bad this year. Super duper bad. And you can make excuses for him. But, man, at a certain point, you know, he's in year 3 or something like that. You got to, I don't care what you got around you, you got to perform a little bit better if you got something about yourself and the makings of being, you know, a really good quarterback. So trading for Sam Darnold, no thank you. I'm all out on Sam Darnold, all out on him. So he's out.
And by the way, that became less of a likely scenario for the Broncos once John Elway stepped aside. Because
we knew how much
John loved Sam, and if he had an opportunity to trade a second round pick for Darnold, maybe he'd bring him into the fold and compete with Drew Lock. I just don't think George Payton's going to come in here and say, "Yeah, Sam Darnold's our plan."
Yeah, great point. No. I sure hope not. And certainly you're not going to give up a lot if you do trade for him. You're not giving up your first round pick. I wouldn't give up my second round pick for him. I think it's one of those deals like the Cardinals when they traded Rosen away. I don't know what they got, but they didn't get a lot.
No. Nope. Lost value quickly.
But it's going to be an interesting, you know, to kind of look and see how this thing unfolds here and what direction George Payton wants to go with it. Does he want to try to make a splash move and trade for a Matthew Stafford, thinking Matthew Stafford has 5 or 6, you know, solid years left, and you put him with a young offense? Or do you go young with a quarterback?
You know,
or do you just roll Drew back out this year and give him year 3? I mean, he could do all of those. He could do all of those, right?
He could.
I mean, he can go free agent.
Yep.
He could go trade.
Yep.
He could go Drew Lock 2.0.
Yep.
Or he could go drafted quarterback.
Correct.
Early.
Correct. And who knows how early. Maybe he does move up to 3. Maybe he stays at 9.
First or second round quarterbacks, those are the ones that really matter. After that, it's just like, okay, you drafted a quarterback.
Flyer.
Yeah, whatever. It's cute. We'll see if it works out. It's not the plan.
Right.
Right? It's not the plan. You go first, second round, usually those guys, you kind of like, okay, that guy might be the plan in the second round. You don't have to have it as a plan. First round.
That's your plan. You know, and a texter just pointed it out, and excuse me because I lost it, but they're pointing out the philosophy that George Payton's been talking about, and several times he used the phrase draft and develop. We got to draft the right players and develop them.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that could be just what you say as the new general manager, or it could be a philosophy that he's really looking at the quarterback spot.
Well, you know, you look at what they've done in Minnesota. Look at their history, who he's learned under and what he's been a part of. They've done both.
They've done both.
They've traded for guys, right? Yep. They've gone veteran guys, free agent, Kirk Cousins. They've drafted first rounders. So they've done a little bit of everything there. And, you know, obviously Christian Ponder didn't work out. Teddy Bridgewater was, you know, his arc, his trajectory was going upwards.
Christian Ponder?
No. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Ponder's never was going upwards. It was always crash and burn.
They took him at like 14.
I know, but after that, it went straight downhill.
Right. Now he's just Sam's husband.
Right.
Yes. That's who Christian Ponder is.
That hurts. That hurts. No, really. Go back and Google me. I was first round draft pick.
Right.
You know, you're just Sam's husband. Can you change your last name to hers? She's asking him to change his last name to hers. She is taking away Ponder. She is done with the Ponder name. Sorry, buddy. That's how far you have fallen. Wow, that hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
That hurts. We're joking a little bit.
Oh,
no, but Teddy Bridgewater, his arc was, you know, I mean, when he got hurt in training camp, I remember I was at the NFL Network doing a couple days over there trying to get, you know, away from you. And
how'd that work out? What'd they think of you?
I'm still stuck with you, so that tells you everything you need to know.
I heard they bought your ticket back here.
That tells you everything you need to know. Look where I'm sitting and look who I'm talking to still.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but, you know, that injury was just devastating. I mean, it was awful. I mean, all he's doing was dropping back and planting and just blew his whole knee out. And then after that, you know, it took a few years, and now he's back. He's a serviceable quarterback.
He's never lit the world on fire,
though. No. But he was a young guy with that had a good year. And
He was a quarterback in 2015 when the Vikings were 11-5.
When was he drafted? Right.
He was drafted in 2014.
No, what number?
Was it
teens or 20s? I want to say he kind of fell to the 20s or late teens.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm going to say 23. That's my guess. Let me pull it up here.
25.
He was drafted with the 32nd pick.
Oh, wow.
The old Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got him late. Got him late there, so... that's why it's going to be so much fun, because we really don't know what his style is and who he likes and what he'll do. They've kind of done everything over there. That's what intrigues me and makes me excited about this. Does he go for Stafford? Does he try to go young? I mean, so many things on the table here. I love it.
Well, you know, I'll say this. Although Minnesota has had some good years, and there's no doubt, and I just told you that Teddy B was the quarterback of record for an 11-5 team back in 2015. Minnesota never has truly gotten it right, like big right.
Right.
Even Kirk Cousins, they've had some last year, they're 10-6. They win a playoff game. I got it. But I wouldn't say that, you know, Kirk Cousins is, you know, a top 10 quarterback. So they've tried a bunch in Minnesota. Christian Ponder, Teddy B, you know, Brett Favre, Kirk Cousins.
Which I like.
Case Keenum.
They're not just, this is our approach. And kind of done everything.
They have.
Like, and like you said earlier, I mean, it's they realize how important that position is. And they're willing to do anything to try to find that guy, whether it's a veteran free agent, if they think that's the right fit, young guy drafted, a trade, free, I mean, all those things. Which is good, because, you know, you figure they're going to add to the room somehow, some way.
Yeah. No,
and I can't wait to see his approach. I can't wait to see. I mean, I hope he moves up. I hope he moves up in the draft and gets one of these young guys.
Gosh, I wish I was a fly on the wall in those interviews, because I heard D-Mac and Tyler talking about this, that like, and I don't know if this is exactly the case, but I thought it was a good thought, that they hired whoever they were most impressed with how they would tackle the next quarterback question. And I wouldn't reduce the hire down to that, but I think it's an interesting thought. And what was his answer to that question on that Zoom interview? What was it the second time? You know, what were some of the stuff they were talking about at dinner of the way that they could approach this thing?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's hard to answer that. Like, and be specific. Because you don't know. He doesn't know what's going to be there in the draft. You know, if you asked me and I was interviewing for the job, I'd say, hey, you know, my number one priority is finding a quarterback, and I want to do that in the draft. I want to draft a quarterback and develop that quarterback to be a great quarterback. That's how I view it. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes to find that guy. But I think you can't ask him exactly, what are you going to do? Like, he doesn't know if he can move up to three. He doesn't know right. if he can move up to two.
Right.
He doesn't know who's going to be there. So all those things, I think when you get down to the details, it's hard for him to answer those things, right?
I wonder if it was like more of a philosophical thing, like, hey, it's a rare opportunity to be picking in the top 10. We obviously don't plan to ever be picking in the top 10 here moving forward. I think we maximize this opportunity, do as much research as we possibly can, and we should look at moving up or staying at nine, whatever. Maybe it was, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's already looked at all these quarterbacks. That's, you know, I'm sure he's already looked at them all.
Right.
I mean, you know, they have a spot now. You know, Kirk Cousins is a quarterback, but you're always looking for a quarterback. They weren't very good this year. So, you know, I'm sure he's done his due diligence on quarterbacks already, and maybe he had a great answer. Hey, my favorite quarterback, you know, Lawrence is going to be gone. Trevor Lawrence is going to be gone. After that, I love, you know, Zach Wilson, then this guy, then this guy, then this guy, and I really love Zach Wilson. Or whatever the case may be.
Huh. Well, we just don't know. And that's what makes this offseason so fascinating. So fascinating. There is so much just up in the air. There's so much up in the air and a new guy that is driving the bus.
What would you prefer? What would get you the most excited? The most excited at the quarterback position this offseason?
The most excited?
Yeah.
Trade for Deshaun Watson.
Okay, that's off the table. They're not trading him.
You got a source in Houston?
They're not trading him. It's off the table. Just can't do it. Sorry. Just that one's gone.
Okay.
Now, what gets you the next?
I just want to say there was another sentiment like that surrounding a generational player in Houston, and he just got traded yesterday because he made enough noise about it.
That's
James Harden. And this is the greatest isolation scorer in the history of this league. There's no way you can how many first-round picks? Three? No, four? Oh, and couple start. Okay, well, this guy's acting like a jerk. Then, you know, we gotta make a move. So I don't think it's a non-starter.
No, but in my conversation, it is.
Okay.
I'm not saying there's no way he's not gonna be traded, because just what you said, you just never know. You just never know. So he could possibly be traded, but in my conversation, my reality, okay. Stokely's world.
The most Stokely's world.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Whoa.
Welcome.
Whoa.
Welcome.
What a universe.
Friend. What would get you the most excited? Do you have something that just like, this is the thing that, man, that does it for me? You want to get in the back of the bus? I'll take you for a ride.
What would get me the most excited at the quarterback spot? I'll tell you next.
With George Payton in the fold as GM, should I shift to the Motor City for a possible blockbuster move? Here's Mike Liss of 9 News.
I do think, given the Vikings' record, he's going to look to see what he can do about getting a top-tier quarterback. I think the possibility of the Broncos going after Matthew Stafford is stronger today with George Payton as the GM than it was a week ago with John Elway as the GM.
Where Broncos country comes for inside information and opinions. Sports Radio. 104.3 The Fan.
Brandon Stokely here for the best real estate agent in the state of Colorado. That's my guy, Chad Madden. Why is Chad the best? Because he delivers results. When you're selling a home, you want it sold quickly and for the most money. And nobody knows this real estate market better than Chad Madden. He was born and raised right here in Colorado. He sold over 6,000 homes. That's more homes than any other agent in Colorado. Real estate is at a pivotal moment in time. You've seen the rise of Amazon, Uber, Netflix. The world is changing. And Chad Madlib is on the forefront of that change. Madlib Real Estate will buy your home at retail. This is not one of those nameless faceless instant offers you keep hearing about where they keep a lot of your equity and charge ridiculous fees. Nope, you heard me right. Chad Madelyn Real Estate will buy your home at retail. No strings attached. And don't forget, if you just want a traditional sale, Chad Madelyn sells homes for 3% more money, three times faster. This is the guy you want representing you. This is the guy you want selling your house. Pick up the phone today and call my guy, Chad Madelyn, 303-900-8570. Or you can find him online at fastsaleguaranteed.com.
This is the Dispatch Health House Call Team.
Hi there.
They provide urgent medical care in the comfort and privacy of your own home. And now, you can request a medical house call with the touch of a button. Yep, it's that easy. The Dispatch Health Team arrives at your door able to treat everything an urgent care can, and more. They come fully equipped with COVID-19 tests and can treat COVID-19 conditions in your home. They also treat a wide range of everyday issues, including respiratory infections like flu and pneumonia, migraines, dehydration, sprains, strains, and minor fractures. Plus, Dispatch Health is in-network with most health insurance plans, including Medicare and Medicare Advantage. So the next time you're sick or injured, stay home, stay safe, and let Dispatch Health come to you. Do you have questions about getting a house call during the COVID-19 pandemic or want to sign up for your free account? Visit dispatchhealth.com. Again, that's dispatchhealth.com.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
30 years of mortgage payments. Ah, the joy. Yeah, said nobody ever. Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and my question is, why would anyone choose 30 years of mortgage payments when they could pay off their homes in less than 10 years without changing a dime of spending habit? Answer, no one would. It's not magic. It's just math. So check us out at lifechangerloan.com. That's lifechangerloan.com.
Life Changer Loan Corp is a licensed Colorado mortgage company. NMLS 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all break them. That's why your small business needs more than resolutions. It needs solutions. And you can get them with Comcast Business. Whether you want to work more efficiently with fast, reliable internet and advanced Wi-Fi, make your business safer with powerful cybersecurity solutions, or stay productive with 24/7 support, we've got the solutions you need for your business to get there. So make this year's resolution better solutions. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward with an amazing offer from Comcast Business. Let's work together to kick off 2021 with the speed, security, and support your business needs to succeed. For a limited time, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade to qualifying services. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 1-24-21. Call for restrictions and complete details.
When I'm helping my injured clients, I find myself thinking of what kind of impact it would have on my family to go through something similar to what my clients are going through. And so what I try to do is make sure that I give my clients a voice. Why do we have a passion for helping injured people? Because we have families too.
If you've been injured, call Berg Simpson for free now at 303-790-2525. BergSimpson.com. Good lawyers changing lives. Call 303-790-2525.
It's playoff season, and it's time to go big at Williams Jewelers.
Because only here you'll find the finest designer bridal lines and the biggest, most beautiful diamonds in Colorado.
All at the guaranteed best price in the state.
3/4 carats from just $25.95.
1 carats from $49.95.
And huge 2-carat diamonds from an amazing $99.95.
And if that's not big enough, now through February 6th, when you spend $5,000 or more at Williams Jewelers, you'll receive a 50-inch LG 4K ultra-high-definition TV as our gift.
So guys, you can really take a knee and still be Super Bowl ready. So come to Williams Jewelers and go big with the diamond she really wants.
And go home with a 4K TV.
It's a touchdown, only at Williams Jewelers.
Williams Jewelers, we can make diamonds a part of your life.
Limited
Limitations apply. See stores for full details, and we'll see you there.
Hey, it's D-Mac from Mike Maroney Ford Longmont. Being a customer at Mike Maroney Ford Longmont has been a fantastic experience. The service that I received was excellent. The vehicle, a Ford Escape, how can you go wrong? In fact, right now, you can choose from over 50 Escapes with payments as low as $99 a month and savings up to $8,600 off. And listen, you can get this with zero down, 0% 72-month financing, and zero payments for 90 days. It's Mike Maroney Ford Longmont. Other great deals. 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4, $199 a month. 2020 Ford F-150 XLT, $299 a month. All with a money-back guarantee and all with free delivery anywhere in Colorado. Mike Maroney Ford Longmont. Find him online at MikeMaroneyFordLongmont.com. Mike Maroney Ford Longmont, where low prices meet extraordinary service.
The time is finally here. The Pro Football Playoffs are back and continue this weekend. Catch all the playoff games at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook McGill's Hotel and Casino. Bet Rivers Sportsbook McGill's Hotel and Casino wants to remind you that the second round of the playoffs start this weekend. Watch all the Pro Playoff football games at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook McGill's Hotel and Casino this month. Enjoy all the games. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This segment on 104.3 The Fan is brought to you by Chad Madlin.
Refinance your mortgage and save $1,000 or more each month. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Win a signed item from Denver's tight end, Noah Fant. All you have to do to enter is register for the Denver Sports Daily, the Fant's free daily newsletter delivered to your inbox every morning. Register and get entered to win a signed Noah Fant item today at 1043thefan.com.
Denver Sports Snapshot.
Over on ESPN Denver 1600, it's the Rockets taking on the Spurs. Coverage starts at 5, and the Nuggets defend the home court as they take on the Warriors.
Snapshot presented by Schomp BMW. One price, one person, 1 hour.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
It feels like we have been going round and round with the quarterbacks here in Denver, Colorado for years now. The most quarterbacks have started for the Broncos more than any other NFL team since Peyton Manning walked out the door. Number one, no other franchise has started more quarterbacks than the Broncos.
Wow.
Since 2015.
It's not a good stat.
No, it is a dubious label that they are trying to shake. And going into the last break, you sort of pinned me down and said, hey, what would get you the most excited this offseason at the quarterback position?
And I'm saying you can't trade for Deshaun Watson. Houston's not trading him. So that's my world that I'm living in.
Mm-hmm.
These are the parameters you have to go by. What gets you the most excited when it comes to the quarterback position that the Denver Broncos could do this year that you're just like, yes?
I think the most exciting scenario would be bring him back. Hashtag bring him back.
There's a lot of people with you on that.
I hope he's
a cult hero here. Folk hero? Yeah. What is it? Cult?
Both of them. He's both. Yeah, only both. Slaughter can be both.
That's right.
I think the thing that would get me the most excited, I think there's two things.
Give me the one that gets you the most, and then after that you can give me your next best.
Drafting Zach Wilson out of BYU. I saw a lot of that kid this year, and I was just so impressed. It feels like that kid has it.
Now you have to move up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That gets me excited. Gets me excited, too.
You tell me that George Payton drafted Zach Wilson and loves him? As like with telling you with conviction, mm-hmm. I love that kid. I'm excited.
Perfect.
I think there's also another scenario that could happen, and that's staying at 9 and drafting Justin Fields. Because it feels like now there could be quarterback fever the right. closer we get to the draft, and Justin Fields is now back to his semifinal performance and the view of him there as opposed to the national championship beatdown from Alabama. But I think both of those things would get me excited. But that's not the only thing. It's like, honestly, and I'm not just saying this to, you know, cover my bases or anything like that. Like, if the Broncos did go out and trade for Matt Stafford, I think I'd be excited on what that could look like in 2021 as well.
I would be, too, because I wouldn't be excited if they traded a first-round pick to do it, the number 9 overall pick. But at the same time, you know, you bring a guy like Matthew Stafford that's been there, done that. There's no can-he-do-it questions or anything like that. You know he can.
Right.
And he can do it at a high level. The guy can throw the football. I mean, he can sling it.
Yep.
And you pair him with these young offensive weapons, I'd love to see what it looks like offensively. I don't think it helps the Broncos all that much in the win category. It definitely helps them, but I don't think it takes them to the next level. All of a sudden, you know, you're a fringe playoff type of team, and you're not going to jump from there to a championship contender with Matthew Stafford. So that's why I say don't do it, but I still would be excited to see what this offense looks like with him.
First of all, I agree with you. I don't think adding Matthew Stafford to the fold would get the Broncos from 5-11 to 11-5 and playing on championship weekend. But I do think it could get the Broncos from 5-11 to 10-6 and playing on wildcard weekend. And from how bad it's been around here, that still gets me excited.
Oh, like, I mean, yeah, you, like, you get to 10?
You got a shot. You're in the party. Anything can happen.
I mean, you could get to, if you get to 10, I mean, that's a big jump.
Well, let me ask you, do you think with this offense, same group coming back year over year, adding a veteran quarterback in Matt Stafford, do you think they could go 10-6, double their win total year over year?
No. I don't think they can make that big of a jump. Winning 10 games in the NFL is tough. That's tough. Hard. 9 wins, 8 wins, I could see that. I could go there. But 10, I just can't go to 10. Just can't do it.
I think I could. Now, I wouldn't go much farther than that. Like I said, I don't think you could be, you know, 11-5 and, you know, Broncos have the inside track to, you know, play the Chiefs on. No. But I do think you could go 10-6. I do. But we're not that far apart. You know what I'm saying? No. They could go 10-6. You say it's more in the vein of 8-8, 9-7. But at the end of the day, we both agree that it's not getting you to that next level,
right?
That upper echelon level, like the team.
It's really not worth it. I mean, that's why I wouldn't do that type of move, because I don't think it's really worth it. Because when you view it, it's like I'm viewing this thing. You're viewing it to win a championship,
right?
Or compete at a championship level, and I don't think that gets you there. So why even bother with it? But it covers, you know, it might save Vic's job,
right?
It might put some Band-Aids on the thing,
yeah.
some stuff, and maybe you get out of the streak of losing season, so you know, maybe you do it because of that, but that's not my view of it. My view going through this process is I want to, when I pick players and I look at quarterbacks, I want to hopefully pick the right guy, and it's more of a boom or bust that can be here for the next decade and a half and be that elite-level quarterback that you just build a football team around. And you have him.
And you can begin every year
reasonably
thinking that you can be playing on championship weekend and that you have a shot, and that guy gives you a shot.
Hard to find those guys, obviously.
Really hard.
And you can swing and miss, but that's the route that I would prefer.
And a lot of those guys that teams and fan bases can wake up and reasonably look at each other and say, yeah, we could win it all this year. A lot of those guys are playing this weekend.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Jared Goff's already played in the big game. So unless Sean McVay's going to start Wolford again this week.
I said no. I saw it. It's no.
Thank God.
No Wolford.
He tried to outsmart his own self with that one.
Well, because Wolford looked just like him. They're both like 5'4". it's like, bro, what are you really starting this guy? You that curious? I can tell you, it ain't gonna last. Just like Heineke over there in Washington, ain't gonna last. Hey, a cute story. You keep running around all over the place. You know, it's you're not playing at Eastern Illinois.
It's easy with the Heineke slander. All right.
No, I'm going to keep it up because that's just...
You played at Old Dominion, all right?
So, look, I mean, you ain't going to just run all over the place like, oh, this is fun. All of a sudden, Jamal Adams said, okay, Wofford, wham! Well, how much fun is this, buddy? See ya. I mean...
Oh, my God.
Look, it's a big boy league. Yeah, sorry. I mean, these 5'6" quarterbacks, you know, hey, it ain't happening. So, trying to run all over the place. That's not a good recipe,
right?
To be successful in the long run. Maybe it's cute for one game. You know, Twitter's blowing up. Heineke's just like all over the place.
Chase Young pointed Heineke. Right. Get it right.
Really, really cute. but that's, you know, it's a one-hit wonder. It was cute. It was cool. But, you know, that's not your plan.
No.
But what was Sean McVay thinking?
Oh, no. Just silly.
I could not believe when Jared Goff,
I was like, wait. He's got a uniform on.
So he's healthy enough.
Like,
he's the backup?
What the heck?
He's the backup?
So he's not healthy enough to start, but he's ready to play if you need him.
And you needed him, and he came in, you won a game. And you weren't going to win that game with your boy Wofford in there.
Right. Adam Gase did that with their star left tackle. Yeah, I told you how I felt about that. You got the old big dancing bear there.
Mekhi Becton.
He's hurt. He's not going to play. Unless we need him, then we'll put him in. Oh, wait.
First play in the game.
We need him. Oh, you hurt your shoulder, Mekhi? Oh, okay.
That poor guy. I can just remember his face on the bench.
Yes.
He was holding his shoulder. This guy's like 6'8", 350, and just like tears were coming down his eyes almost. It was just like the pain that he was in.
God.
It just hurt my heart.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel bad. I want to go give him a hug.
Oh,
somebody go give Mekhi Becton a hug right now. That poor guy's shoulder.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Now we're not going to play him unless we need him. We probably won't need him, though. I mean, our guy's going to get through. Third play of the game, he's out.
It's truly,
hey, come on.
Truly unbelievable.
Poor guy.
Did you see the Jags in advanced talks with Urban Meyer?
Yeah, it looks like that's going to.
Has Urban Meyer moved the needle for you?
He's done a great job in college. You know, he hits and runs. You know, all of a sudden, my health, oh, migraines, health, oh, chest, oh, I'm out. You know, he kind of
skated
out of.
And then here come the sanctions.
Yeah, skated out of the perfect time at Florida. Ohio State, he left a great squad for.
No, he did. He did.
The day coach over there. And just, I mean, here you go, on a silver platter.
Yep.
I mean, so that guy hadn't had to do much there. So he left a great situation there.
He did.
But just the health thing just pops up every couple of years, and he's out. I don't understand it. Either you're healthy enough to coach or you're not healthy enough to coach. Like, what's happening here? Whatever, it's a different ball game in the NFL. You can't recruit these guys.
Right.
You know, you can't just go out and recruit the best players, and obviously he's good at that. So, but we'll see how it works out. Usually it doesn't work out well for these guys.
Let me ask you a question. If you were in Urban Meyer's shoes, do you take the Chargers job or the Jacksonville job?
I'd probably take the Jags job. I get to start fresh. Get Trevor Lawrence. Everybody thinks he's, you know, the next great coming at the quarterback position. And you can just kind of build from there. You got a lot of draft picks. You're going to get time to build that thing up the right way. You're not playing with Patrick Mahomes and his division.
True.
It's I just think it's a better ideal spot for your first time being a head coach and just trying to build that thing up. And you're going to have the luxury of having that time to do it. And
right.
You can do it the right way.
Right.
Right. I mean, you got draft capital. You got money to spend. I mean, to me, that's probably the best job out there. So that would be the job that I would go for.
And you mentioned the division. That's a good point. When you look at the AFC South, your Texans, Colts, terrific. Colts are terrific, but we don't know what's next at the quarterback position for them.
Texans stunk this year, even with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They don't have draft capital. They're bad spot moving forward right now.
They are. It looks like Bill O'Brien's going to land on his feet at Offensive Coordinator Rehab University, Alabama. And I'm sure he'll,
I'm wondering who's going to trade.
He's going to trade some of his Alabama players.
Yeah.
Got it. I think the question is worth asking about the Jags and the Chargers because of just how incredible Justin Herbert looked. Like, you're hoping that Trevor Lawrence walks into this league and looks like Justin Herbert did this past year. It just, you're talking about, like, 31 touchdowns to 10 interceptions as a rookie. That is stunning. Threw for 4,300 yards. and he didn't play every game. He did not start their season. So
nope.
It's
and Dolphins drafted Tua before Herbert, right?
Correct.
Mm.
Correct.
Oof. Imagine the Dolphins this year with Herbert.
Oof. Be scary.
Moving forward.
Scary. Scary. You talk about a guy who's lost some value year over year. Tua Tagovailoa.
I never was a fan.
I know.
This year. I just, you know, the move. And then he had a couple nice little games there. And I was just like, eh, I'm just not a fan. So we'll see how it plays out. Obviously a rookie. But, man, if they had flip-flopped those and they had Herbert with that young team and what they accomplished this year, ooh, Dolphins, you'd feel a lot different about the Dolphins now.
They may be.
With the third pick. With two first-round picks this year, by the way.
Sure.
They got the third pick in the draft.
Yep. And signs are pointing towards they could potentially take Devontae Smith out of Alabama. We'll see. Who knows? But Dolphins fans, maybe like years from now, looking at picking Tua over Justin Herbert the way that Bears fans look at picking Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
So
the only difference there, you know, just to kind of give you a little difference is, you know, Trubisky was picked second. Mahomes was picked where?
What,
like 8th, 9th, 10th?
Yeah, I think it was like 10th.
Yeah, and Deshaun Watson was like the next pick after by Houston. These two are back-to-back.
Right.
You know, it's like 2 and 3. They were like 4 and 5 or 5 and 6, Herbert and Tua.
Yeah, I think
so
it was 5 and
6. You know, it was one of those where there was a big gap in between, you know, Trubisky and the other two. But it would have been more if, say, Kansas City had taken Deshaun Watson over Mahomes, since they were back-to-back.
Yep.
But both those guys have turned out to be good quarterbacks.
No doubt.
You know, Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. But, yeah, you look at that, I mean, for the Dolphins and what they were able to accomplish this year, if they had gotten that pick, you know, better, and right now it looks like Herbert's the better one, that team would look a lot different. You'd feel a lot different about them moving forward, especially with the third overall pick.
I want to pick your brain real quick about the games this weekend. I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, it used to be a grinder.
Used to be. Now I'm on, you know.
Mm. Used to grind. I've worn off on you.
Yeah, right. You give me the license to move the way I do now. The games this weekend, 4 phenomenal.
Yeah, we got to do them now.
Matchups.
We got to do them. We got action.
Rams at the Packers. Baltimore at Buffalo. The Browns at Kansas City. The Bucks at the Saints. I ask you this almost every single week during the year. If you could watch one of these four matchups, who would it be?
Comes down to two again.
Can I guess?
Yes, you can.
Baltimore and Buffalo. And the Bucks and the Saints.
You know it. I mean, those are the two, I think that's the two that most people would say. And for me, you know, Baltimore's near and dear to my heart. I love watching them play. Saints, you know, Louisiana team.
Mm-hmm.
Always pull for them if I can. Both of those games do it for me. I mean, they both should be good games.
Should be great games.
Buccaneers are playing great now. Saints are getting kind of back healthy. Michael Thomas back, and we all remember last time they played in Tampa and the Saints blew them out, just destroyed them.
Yep.
Ravens, Bills, look, I mean, both these teams have been playing really good football here in the last month of the season. If you gave me one, I'm going to go Ravens, Bills. I love watching Josh Allen and that Buffalo team, and I love Baltimore, and I love the way they play. I love watching Lamar Jackson. You know, you can take one in the house like that.
Right.
So I'll give a slight edge to that one, a little bit partial.
Same.
Yeah.
So you played for the Ravens. I played for the Bills. So it does that for me, too. And then the Saints.
Played or rooted for.
the Saints and Bucks. I don't know who's the favorite this weekend, but I like the Saints in that game.
Saints are at home. They're a favorite at home. Man, I just...
Take the Bucks. We'll go head-to-head and have some fun.
No, I'm not taking the Bucks. Are we picking our games right now?
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, have we started?
I can wait. We can...
No, let's start it now. Let's start at the top. Rams, okay. Packers. I mean, I got the Packers. You got the Packers. Let's move on.
Correct.
I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's had an unbelievable year this year. He's going to be the MVP.
How about that? Was there ever a response in NFL history to a draft pick that was contrasted more with what the incumbent quarterback did? Like, the Packers used their first-round pick on Jordan Love out of Utah State, and the following season, I mean, you couldn't write a script better. Aaron Rodgers goes and wins the MVP. He hasn't won it yet, but he will be the winner.
I mean, unbelievable. I hope he's the winner. Need him to be the winner.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You got a side dish.
Yeah, with Bearcat.
Yep.
So
he's going to be the winner.
I hope so. But yeah, how about that? And then they took a running back in the second round.
Right.
And they passed up all these great receivers that they could have had to help Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. And they still go out there and go 13-3, have the number one overall seed in the NFC. It's just what a year by him.
And maybe the most stunning stat of all time, that Aaron Rodgers threw for more touchdown passes this season than the Packers punted.
Impressive.
I will never be able to wrap my head around that.
I didn't realize he threw for so many. 48.
48.
I didn't realize it. It was like, wow. And who is he throwing to? Ryan Tanyan. Never heard of the guy till this year. This guy all of a sudden.
Robert, you know, Tanyan.
Like, he's like my sleeper in all my DraftKings fantasy stuff that I do. I mean, it's like,
out of Indiana State. Sycamores.
I didn't know where he was from, but all of a sudden he comes on the scene. He's catching a touchdown in every game.
Crazy.
I mean, and you got Davante Adams, and you got Some other guys. I don't know who.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Yeah, I told you he was elite a couple weeks ago.
And the other guy that got hurt, who was doing well before he got hurt, had core surgery or something. Receiver. But impressive. Really, really impressive. Let's go to the Browns-Chiefs game. Who do you have? You want the Browns? Okay, I'll go with the Chiefs. Let's move on.
Do the Browns have a formula to beat Kansas City?
They certainly do. Run the football.
Yep.
Control the clock. We saw the Colts do it a couple years ago. Easier said than done, but they do have the formula with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. But I still I'm going to take the Chiefs, but you seem like you want the Browns with the formula.
No, I'm not going to get the formula. Do you remember that? Oh, my gosh.
What was that from again?
It was Vance Joseph saying that they couldn't they couldn't really be
rush the passer.
They couldn't rush the passer because they
never
they
had the lead. Yes.
Well, if you stink, you're never going to have a lead, and you can't apply the formula.
Buck Saints.
Give me the Saints.
I'm also taking the Aints. Okay, last one. Go ahead. Bills, Ravens. Who do you got?
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
You're going Bills.
I'm going Buffalo Bills.
And I'm going with my guys, the Baltimore Ravens. I think they're built for this type of football game. Yeah. I think they can run the football and they can frustrate the Bills. I think they have the recipe to beat a Bills team. And they can play defense. They can get after the quarterback.
Yep.
They can get in the receiver's face, get their hands on them, and frustrate that Bills offense. Easier said than done, but I think they do have the recipe to be able to go into Buffalo with that running game and the way that they play defense and the way that they can get after the quarterback and beat the Bills. So I'm going to go with the Ravens in this one.
And I agree with everything you just said, by the way. I absolutely agree. They do have the formula to beat Buffalo. All right, today is a happy day and a sad day. Is our producer, Stephen Priest. Mm.
Our guy.
Who has been...
Pour one out.
Behind the glass. Pour one out. Has been behind the glass for the last 2.5 years.
Wow.
It's really a special thing when you can keep a group like that in radio. Radio's always changing.
Well, when you keep the Dream Team together for 2.5 years, I mean, that usually doesn't happen, right? We've been together for two and a half years.
Right.
Two and a hook.
And that's a long time to have two co-hosts and a producer. So, Stephen, thank you. The only thing you can hope in radio is you have a run. And, Stephen, you had an awesome run here. And this show has benefited tremendously with you behind the glass. And you'll always be a part of my radio history, Stokely's radio history, and the history of this show. So we can't thank you enough. And you're going to do great. I'm looking forward to seeing you just flourish as a professional. And we love you, man.
Yeah, I second all of that. Steven's just been great, added so much to our show. You know, we try to have fun, try to enjoy each other, and he's a big part of that. You know, people don't hear him, but he's a big part of our show, and what we do and how we operate. And we're going to miss you, buddy. We know you'll still be around in and out a little bit, but best to you and your future. And we just thank you so much for all that you've done to help us do what we've done.
No doubt. Well thank said.
Yeah, I was literally going to say, if you had one last drop to play on the way out, because that's kind of how you hear Steven instead of talking on his voice. And that was perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. We love it. We step aside. We got the drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.